The year was 2008, and Representative Lynn Woolsey was on the brink of achieving something she'd been trying to do since she came to Congress in 1992. Working closely with environmental and community groups, she prepared legislation to expand two national marine sanctuaries, bringing protection against drilling, mining, and dumping to thousands of additional square miles of Northern California coastline in her district. The idea, says Woolsey, was to knit together already protected areas by expanding the Cordell Bank and Gulf of the Farallones National Marine Sanctuaries.
Connecting to it like a piece in a puzzle, expanding it so that there is no gap.
National marine sanctuaries, like those off the coast of Northern California, restrict some activities, but also allow many others, like fishing and recreation. Richard Charter has lived on the Sonoma coast for 40 years and is a senior fellow with the Ocean Foundation. He's one of the nation's foremost experts on these protected areas.
Well, a national marine sanctuary is basically America's national treasures set aside in a manner that does not allow anything that would disrupt the ecosystem, pollute the environment, or endanger what are now coastal economies that are based on these sanctuaries. In other words, these have become sites that are integrated into the regional economy, particularly here on the North Coast. So you cannot drill for offshore oil or gas. You cannot have seabed mining for minerals. And you can't have ocean dumping, let's say, from a cruise ship or some other vessel that might dump, you know, some polluting material. All that is off limits.
Representative Woolsey won unanimous approval for the expansion of the local sanctuaries in the House of Representatives. But the legislation died in the Senate. And once the House turned over to Republican control in 2010, it seemed like her quest to protect the coastline might end. Then she announced her retirement to take effect after her term ended in 2012. In a long-time House tradition, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi offered to help her define her legacy. Woolsey didn't hesitate, says ocean activist Richard Charter.
She said, "I know exactly what I want. I want the coast of my district protected permanently in a national marine sanctuary." And that was really the click. That was the thing that brought the attention of Nancy Pelosi, and then the president himself basically said, "What do I need to do?" He made it happen. I mean, it had been through the whole NOAA process and all the public input, which was fortunate because it makes it more durable under the threat of something like the Trump review right now.
This is my legacy. We had a celebration up at Gualala. They celebrated me along with the project, and it was very, very nice.
Everyone thought that 2015 celebration of the doubling of the sanctuary size marked the beginning of permanent protection for our coast. Tomorrow, more from Richard Charter on whether that celebration was premature and how you can make your voice heard on keeping the current boundaries of the national marine sanctuaries in our area. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.